This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, man, it is tournament time, and everybody is, glued to your TV. If you are, Carl, a big college basketball fan, or you're like a Georgia fan, and now you're really into college basketball. The joke is, I don't know about you, man. Florida State, for me, has been so, just kind of meh. This is Coach Hamilton's last year, and I had no expectations going into it. The one story that I have gravitated to, because I grew up with the Big East, is Rick Pitino and St. John's. I've been fascinated by that the Vice Sport documentary that's going on, and that's a team that I'm certainly going to follow. I know certainly for Georgia fans, the idea that you're in the tournament, and if Joe Lenardi is right, and it will be the 9 seed going up against Pitino, he thinks it'll be Memphis in the Midwest region. If you could beat Memphis, you'd get Houston. But I mean, just the fact you're in it, and that's the thing with Georgia, trying to build momentum so you actually do pay attention and you get invested with it with Mike White's team.
Well, I think, Mike, we're seeing around the SEC that this idea that you're just football schools is done. And when Alabama is as dominant as they've been this season, when Auburn has been as dominant, Florida, again, they won back-to-back championships back in the mid-2000s, and Al Horford was a part of that. But this shows you across the board that the SEC can also be the most dominant basketball conference. There's no reason that it can't be. And it hasn't always been that way. It's always been the ACC was better. It's always been the Big Ten was better. When the Big 12 at its height was better. Not now. And so I agree with you. I think Georgia should be striving for nothing less than tournament runs every single year, and they should be considered one of the top, basketball programs. But, Mike, they've got to want to do that. As much as Georgia fans love the Dogs and football on a Saturday afternoon, they have to love the fact that we could also dominate basketball in March.
Right. And one thing we know now in the changing landscape of college basketball, it's one and done. It's transfer. A guy you didn't really know, but he comes in, and hopefully you catch lightning in a bottle the way some programs had. But you're not going to develop because, in basketball now, it's been like this for decades. But in football, you know a guy for at least 2 years, maybe three, right? Sometimes four. But it's the connection you have with the team, watching it develop. You haven't been able to do that unless, look at Bruce Pearl. I mean, yeah, he's kind of a used car salesman, but the results speak for itself. And Mike White, whether he was getting out of Gainesville ahead of the posse because they weren't happy with the results, if you can make a run, I mean, this is something Georgia fans just aren't used to. We've had such a run of mediocre coaches. And, let's be honest, Tom Crean didn't do anything over the years. You got to go all the way back to, Jim Herrick. Of course, that obviously was built on some shaky ground. But, if you really want to go back to true success that was sustained, it was back when Tubby was coaching. That's how long ago, when it was really cooking at Stegman.
Yeah, and remember, there was a time where it was Kentucky and everybody else, right?
Right.
I mean, it was Kentucky, literally, was Alabama in football for basketball with the SEC, and then everybody else just kind of fell in the line, and it was like, all right, if we get in the tournament, great. Kentucky may be the third or fourth best team in this conference this year, Mike, and I don't even know if that's giving it justice. So that's what's changed around the SEC, and I agree with you, man. Like, for Georgia, and we're not saying you got to go back to cheating,
right.
to Mike's point with Herrick and what was going on there, but I do think that the quality of players, and we've said this, Ant-Man goes to Georgia for 1 year, Mike. What do we get out of it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's just it. I mean, you know, we know that, you know, Herrick and then Felton, and then, of course, Felton wins the SEC. Remember that was the year the tornado? You had to keep him longer than you probably should have. Mark Fox didn't do anything, Tom Crean, and now Mike White hopefully making it work. Meanwhile, a guy with a big resume but hasn't done much lately is John Calipari. First off, you're not going to believe what Bruce Pearl said today on network television. First, though, listen to John Calipari. Carl and I played this earlier. We were both laughing out loud. He's stealing Bruce Pearl's material from last year. Take a listen.
I don't care about the conference tournament, which is why we won it so many times, because I could care less. The tournament that matters is the NCAA tournament. Now, you play that tournament to get the best seed you can get. And if you're going to get to the finals, win. Or don't go to the finals and lose because you're exhausted and you got to play on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm like, let's play well and try to improve our seed.
Why is he yelling like Al Pacino?
He does a little bit sound like that, doesn't he?
And what I'm trying to do is win games in March when they matter. Not about some rinky-dink SEC tournament. If I was half the coach I was, I'd take a flamethrower to Nashville. I mean, why the hell?
He does sound like that.
Why is Calipari taking it up out of the blue? But I'm trying to win this. Sounds like a mental patient.
It does sound that way.
Anyway, that was after they lose to Ole Miss, and then Ole Miss loses to Auburn.
By the way, it's a cop-out, by the way. It's such a cop-out.
Yes. No.
And Bruce Pearl brought this up last year when he felt like his team was affected because they made the deep run in the conference tournament, and he felt like, hey, it affected us when we got to the tournament. Either way, don't you want to win all your games?
I mean, you're like this thing.
Yeah, this right? idea like – this
and
idea
you got your head all the way up in it.
This idea, Mike, we'll just go out and play, and if we help our seating, great. If we don't, I'm fine with it. Like, what?
Right. Come on. Yeah, man, there was a time Al Pacino, the last time he was kind of a regular guy, it was that movie with John Goodman, and they were detectives in NYPD looking for a stalker. It was called Sea of Love with Ellen Barkin, and he kind of played it, you know, by the numbers, and then Scent of a Woman, and that's when, of course, it's Shouting Al became a thing.
I think of woman's something comes out of me.
By the way, he ad-libbed that scene. When you see Hank Azaria react, that's because he totally ad-libbed that scene about she's got a great... You got, anyway, all the way up it. Hey, let's move on to Bruce Pearl today. Auburn beats Ole Miss. Some are saying that they're leaking a little bit, or are they? Here's Bruce on network television letting this slip.
The key to our three-point line defense is I got bigs that can get out there and guard guards. I got bigs that can get out there and guard guards. And my guards aren't... They're going to go down there and bang a little bit. You know, they're give them a hard time.
That's good to know. He's in the locker room. He's in the locker room. He's comfy. He's comfortable.
So he didn't say wussy, but you can figure out what he said, Carl.
My guards are not blanks. They're willing to go down there and bang with the big guys. Okay, look. There's something to be said about Bruce Pearl's candidness, but right? Wow. I mean, that was the post-game interview, wasn't it?
That's a Big Ten 4.
Yeah,
yep. Wow. Oren, he got on the set with her ESPN was up at Bridgestone in Nashville?
Yeah, he was on the set, players and commentators, and just kind of dropped that live.
Hey, man, Tennessee beating up your boy Rick Barnes. He can do this, Carl. It's just a matter of what happens in that second round of the tournament.
Yeah, but he's 2-1.
Yeah, Tennessee is leading Texas right now, and a lot of folks feeling that Texas will play in that Dayton game potentially for the 11th seed.
Probably.
And as we said, for what it's worth, Joe Lenardi's, he's got Georgia in, although we spoke with our man Deshaun Tate and said, yeah, losing in the first round is never a resume builder in your own tournament, but we'll see. I mentioned St. John's taking on Marquette. The big one is North Carolina and Duke. Here's John Shire. This is last night, right, Oren? Talking about what's up with Cooper Flagg and other injuries he's dealing with.
I would have to be, like, convinced by everybody in the locker room when I go back that he should play. You know, it's not worth it. You know, it just isn't. And, again, I mean, he was swollen already. It's not about being ready to go tomorrow. That's not the most important thing for us. We got to see if we can get him right for this run that we can make in the tournament. I would have to be really convinced that we should even consider seeing if he can go tomorrow. And he may not be able to go anyway. He probably won't be able to go anyway. But I think it's a...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real long shot.
And that long shot is confirmed. Blue Devils will not have a Cooper Flagg for tonight, Carl. He's been ruled out against North Carolina. And also Malik Brown. He had to go to the hospital. That's how, you know, like when the nerve gets pinched and you're, like, you're in shock? That's what it sounded like with that dislocated left shoulder. You worry about blood flow and everything else. So he was in a ton of pain. Is that the worst? I've dislocated my shoulder a million times. But anyway, he's out. So they're going to be down two stars against North Carolina. So do you believe what Calipari's version of the Bruce Pearl line, better for Duke to just, you know, just bow out? And does the tournament just seed him at number one, or they drop down to number two?
Well, how important is it to you? Do you feel like, because coaches will tell you, it's where the committee sends their team, right? You want to be as close to home as possible. You don't want to go to Seattle, Mike. You don't want to go out west to Fresno if you don't have to. And that's the thing. So the seeding is only important in the sense of where are we going to have to try to get back to the Final Four, which is this year's in San Antonio. So, I think Duke's good enough to get there, whether he plays right now or not. I'm with Shire on this. Can he play next Thursday or Friday? Like, that's the main thing. And you get in that tournament and you win two games next weekend, and all of a sudden you're in the Sweet 16. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.